time to get up.
It's time to wake up now.
I can't wake up. I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get it. It's been a long week, a long, dark week.
Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You better buckle in, because the party is just getting started.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Have a great weekend.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, I'm pretty sure just moments ago I saw miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
You've been drinking already?
Yes, I have. Good morning and welcome to the Friday before Christmas holiday week.
Yep, okay. This is the day you do nothing at work.
Yes, nothing
I'll
will
join
be accomplished. LBF told us yesterday she was mailing it in today.
Mailing it in today. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Nice. So, the stuff we got coming up for you on the show. We got early morning comedy. Guy Branny, Branham, is going to be here in the studio this morning. So stick around for that. It'll be a little after 6 o'clock. We got Winogrand and 60 Seconds game coming up this half hour.
About 12
minutes for you. You've got to do that. Yeah.
Well, I do know. You have the big news about who's pregnant.
Yep. Is it me?
Wow. Whoa. Is that going to be in Dirty Laundry?
Yes.
Okay, that'll be at 7:45 this morning.
No one even thinks it could be me? Thanks. Nah. Oh, my God.
Wow, is that what they call him? Big Deal Dave.
Oh, my God.
Hey, does kissing under the mistletoe count as cheating?
Yes.
You say yes.
You're kissing a different person that you're married to?
Yes.
A kiss on the lips. Oh.
There is controversy about this.
Okay, depends where you kiss them.
That's probably true.
Oh, my God.
So they kiss them on the cheek. Will you think that's a cheating thing? No.
No, but if you, like, tongue him under the mistletoe, yes.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Okay, so basically then it comes down to the type of kiss.
Yeah. Yes, okay. It does.
Okay, we'll define the type of kiss that's cheating then.
Sounds like someone's got some experience.
Okay. So they ask 1,000 kids if they liked Christmas. We have the results of this.
Startling results.
The startling information. Okay, we got that coming up for you this morning.
Shout out to Rick Mullen, the Great Moon. He's retiring today.
Yay! Get out.
Long time listener for the Lorna Wani Morning Show.
He's definitely mailing it in today.
Yep.
He's been mailing it in for years.
Okay, we got all of this coming up this morning right here on the Lorna Wani Morning Show. Don't go away, please.
The Lorna Wani Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Comedy Friday here on the Lorna Wani Morning Radio program. Let's introduce our comedy guest this morning, Guy Branham. He's going to be playing over at Laugh Boston. He's got shows tonight and tomorrow night. And welcome to the show, Guy. It's great to see you here.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the interesting thing about Guy, so many interesting things.
An interesting person in this studio.
Well, I try.
So, he grows up in California, and he goes to UC Berkeley, and then he goes to law school in Minnesota and ends up doing stand-up comedy despite the fact that he's a lawyer. How in the world did that happen?
I spent 3 years around the kind of people who want to be lawyers.
Yeah.
And I said, I would like to not be involved in this anymore. Please go somewhere else. Also, it was Minnesota, so I was almost dying of being outside for much of the time.
Yeah.
And I tried to get somewhere as sunny and safe as possible.
Okay, well, that explains a lot. Okay.
Yes.
Now, listen to this. He loves Moxie.
It is a delicious and delightful mixer. That gin and bitterness on the end of it, I think the hipsters will be discovering it at some point in time and falling in love with it. It's really good. You were just pitching.
Yes, I said, I think that I've never used Moxie as a mixer, and I said, I'm like, I'm a heavy drinker. And so I think a bourbon with Moxie with a Luxardo cherry.
I mean, that's absolutely what I'm talking about, you know?
Really?
It's like not the hard, sweet profile of like a Jack and Coke or a rum and Coke.
Right.
You know, it's like a little bit sophisticated and beautiful memories of, you know, drinking it while being a like difficult tween on the coast, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It's true.
You've lived many lives, I think, and you're just coming back in this form.
I'm very old, yes. Thank you for mentioning it.
Okay.
So you're a writer, too.
Yes, I have written for shows like The Mindy Project, Mindy Kaling, of course, a great Boston product.
Right, exactly.
Yes, yes. Billy on the Street, Fashion Police with Joan Rivers, Chelsea Lately, all sorts of stuff. And then I have my own show on True TV called Talk Show The Game Show, which was a competitive talk show where you earn points for plugging projects, like me saying I have shows this Friday and Saturday at 7:30.
That's right. So would you get bonus
9:45 on Saturday?
Would you get bonus points for plugging your book?
Yes.
I would get more points for plugging my book.
Okay. My Life as a Goddess, available wherever books are sold.
Excellent. Okay.
Guy Branum back again on the next show.
Okay. Yeah, books are sold in a lot of places.
One of NPR's 50 best books of the year.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Really?
Points for that too. Okay.
Yeah. And if you want to get tickets for the show, you just go on online to laughboston.com. You know how great Laugh Boston is. It's over in the Seaport District. It's a great place for a show. So go see Guy this weekend. We'll be back with Guy in just moments right here.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
And our special comedy guest, Guy Branum. This is a guy you got to see coming up tonight. He's got a show tonight. He's got two shows tomorrow night. And it's at Laugh Boston, laughboston.com for your tickets. You're going to love the show. And, you know, he's an amazing guy in the LA.
I'm so interested. You worked on Fashion Police with Joan Rivers. What was that like?
It was amazing. It was the most intimidating. Like, the first time I met Joan Rivers, it was going into her house to watch the Golden Globes with her fun of people's
at her house?
Outfits. She was wearing a house coat.
No.
It was amazing. And I walked in, and there was like there were like seven people there and enough like deli for like 30. And it was just lovely to have Joan Rivers, like Jewish grandma, at you. But it also, like, watching this person at 83 be so focused and so honed that we worked all night long writing jokes. And then she was so on top of it the following morning, just like pulling out jokes that we had thrown around but weren't even in the script. Yeah. And it's amazing to think if you do something you love and really takes advantage of everything in you, you could be 83 and still be working at that high of a level.
Is it true that she had a file of jokes that she kept in a vault someplace?
I only know about it from the documentary. I only was with her at her California home. I've seen the Passover dishes, but I have not seen any of the files.
I see.
And you've worked on other stuff, like Mindy Kaling. What was like working with her? She's a local girl and super fun.
I worked on the Mindy Project. She's the most amazing. She is like the best businesswoman and writer, but also the gossipiest person. The worst thing that happened
really?
To me professionally was, I am a very fat guy. You can't see it because we're on the radio, but maybe you can kind of hear it. And I unfortunately worked with Mindy Kaling during the period of time that she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And the number of desserts that were sent to our writer's room as gifts, like, damaged my health. Like,
really?
Took years off of my life. And it was really hard. But also, she let me write the one episode of the Mindy Project that takes place in Concord, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up getting to write, despite the fact that there were two Massachusetts natives on the show, and I still don't entirely understand why. But I did as much research as I could. Tried to work in a joke about Moxie. I failed.
Oh, my God.
But you learned how to pronounce Worcester.
Right now.
Yes, you guys really helped me out with that. One time I was driving to a college gig and I had to drive through Worcester. Worcester, is that
Worcester,
correct?
Yeah, Worcester. Very good.
And I listened to 4 hours of public radio where people were arguing about some sort of public school issue.
Yep.
And I learned to hate everyone in Worcester.
Okay.
You should go to Gloucester.
Yeah, Gloucester is incredible. Okay. So now that another really interesting thing about Guy. So he grows up in California and then he decides to go to law school. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, law school in Minnesota. So how was that for culture shock?
Like, I thought we all watched the same television. This is all the same country. I was horrified to learn that is not remotely true. As everyone there was like the descendant of strong Norwegian stock and had most of them not met a Jew before. So it was really a cultural exchange. I had also never dealt with snow that wasn't on a 70-degree day in the California mountains.
I see.
So I nearly died several times.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's really walking on ice. I don't understand how you people do it. I just feel Like, I would kill myself a million times. Also, all of this having to shovel things. I know that you can complain about how, oh, California has fires and earthquakes, but I never have to shovel a fire.
Okay. We'll be back with Guy.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, our special comedy guest right here in the Lauren and Wally Morning Show is Guy Branum, a guy who actually... went to law school, became a lawyer, and got out and says, man, I don't want to spend the rest of my life working with these guys. And now he's a stand-up comedian, a writer, and all that kind of stuff. He's got a book out. What's the name of the book?
My Life is a Goddess, available wherever books are sold. It's like a memoir, but I also talk about like pop culture and the stuff that like influenced and shaped my worldview. There's stuff about Mindy in there. There's stuff about Joan Rivers. But mostly it is me complaining about the little farm that I grew up in Northern California.
A farm?
An almond farm.
Whoa.
Get out.
We have enough sunlight to have more expensive crops than you guys. Deal with it, Massachusetts. Screw your apples and blueberries.
You're into almonds.
And don't forget the cranberries.
Yes. I mean, but together we make a fine breakfast, you guys.
We do, yeah. Did you grow any grapes? Because you had a vineyard, had a winery and all that kind of stuff.
No, I'm from a much trashier part of California.
That's
the other side of the mountains where the rich people live.
I understand. Okay, well, listen, we want to thank you so much for coming in this morning.
I want to know more about almond farm.
And I want to know what pop culture shaped your worldview.
Oh.
Twister?
No, you need another friend to play Twister. Aww. So it's mainly, like, I talk about TV shows, talk about game shows, talk about sitcoms. Bewitched meant a lot to me as a child.
Did it?
Really?
You should go visit the statue.
Yeah, it's in Salem.
Yeah,
oh, it's Salem.
No, really?
Oh, that's cool. I got to check it out.
Okay. Yeah, you'll love it.
Yeah, I'll take a selfie.
There's a pot shop up there now, too.
Yeah, we can get high.
They got it all.
Okay, guys going to be here for a show tonight and then two shows tomorrow night at Laugh Boston. You get tickets online, laughboston.com. Thanks a million for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. This is really fun.
Good. Terrific.
Guy Branum.
Okay, and in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen... does everybody feel bad this morning? That's thing.
Josh Gordon.
Suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. This could be it for his career.
Yeah.
Pats host Buffalo Sunday at 1, hoping to clinch the AFC East and a playoff spot. Bruins won for the fifth time in the last seven games. They beat Anaheim 3-1 at the Garden last night. David Pastrnak had his 22nd goal and two assists. The Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Whoa.
And the Milwaukee Bucks.
Good job,
man. Don't ask me to spell it. They're in town to face the Celts tonight at the TD Garden. That's a look at sports.
Thank you much, sir.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Line cutters. I despise line cutters. And it happened to you yesterday.
Well, I mean, I feel like this is a dangerous time of year to be partaking in that activity, line cutting.
Yes, I do,
but
too.
I was minding my own business, buying some things at Old Navy yesterday. And, you know, they set it up fine at the big shops. You
got the windy thing, yeah, the queue.
There's like, you know, the ropes almost. So you do it right. There's no guesswork. And then they call you, you know.
Sure.
Works out. It's the way life should be. So I'm standing there and it's my turn and I'm excited because I've been waiting a while. And the woman at the cashier at the very end of the row of cashiers, I see her about to say next line when a woman swoops in from the back door, basically, and then puts her bag down, and they acknowledge each other, and then the woman returned about 10 things.
Oh, and my God. Own,
and I stood there for another 5 minutes.
She returned stuff?
Yes, she cut. She went into
the back
the
line
way,
for
and
returns.
Then she returned. You know, returns take forever.
Yeah.
So I turned to the woman behind me, and I said, that lady just got the line. And she said, I think she did. And I was like, I'm going to be Christmas cool about this. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not even going to give side eye, dirty look, nothing. I'm just going to let it go.
I am so disappointed in you.
Well, really?
I mean, you have the employee, number one, should have called her out and said, man, the line begins over there.
Exactly. Precisely.
But also, that's where that setup kind of didn't play in your favor.
No,
because
it didn't.
The register she snuck up to
was
last
so
one far away.
Oh. And it worked to her favor, and it worked
brilliant.
To the other woman's favor. I mean,
I'm going to try that.
It was bad. Really? But, like, I don't know. It takes a special kind of person to do that sort of thing. Like, I could never just blatantly cut in line like that. I just think it's like, when it's confusing, like the worst lines are the lines in CVS where there's no ropes, there's no rhyme or reason.
That happened to me in Winchester Center when there's a herd.
So what I do is like usually there's two cashiers in front of you and then
kind of stand in the middle.
Hope that everyone gets behind you.
Yeah.
And
but they don't.
But sometimes they
don't. They don't.
But those the CVS
are going to hell.
The other day, that's when I had the problem buying the gift cards.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody did the exact same thing when there's not like a definitive line where people
did you call them out?
Line.
Did you call them
definitive
out?
No,
lines,
I didn't have to because the CVS clerk behind the counter said, "Sir, the line begins over there."
Okay, see? That's
Isn't
the way
that
it should
best
be done.
Feeling yep. when then you have a third party fix it.
Well, yeah. Well, this was what happened to me at the mall.
Yeah,
down at South Shore Plaza, I was buying the gift cards at the center. You know, right where the elevator is.
Yes.
The entrance to the registers is all the way around the elevators, and the exit is right next to where they have all the gift cards.
Sure,
you pick
yeah.
up your gift cards, and you look at the registers, and you think that's the line, but you have to go all the way around. So there, it was me and probably five or six people in line, and when you got to the front of the line, it became your job to eagle-eye people who were trying to come in the exit.
Yeah, trying to backdoor
like,
you.
Nope. You had to kind of motion them
over
around.
Here, over
lines
here.
Around yeah. the side. It's like,
I hate that.
There's that line police.
I hate
it's
being
awful.
The line police. It's worse than the seat saver police. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
don't make me do it. Okay. Some of these days, I'll tell you the story about the guy who cut me off in the rotary.
Okay. Is he alive?
The Lauren and Wiley Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, you got to stand by because this particular man from Maine, this is a very exciting man from Maine about Ephus in the shower.
Okay.
And the reason we're playing this, it'll become self-evident after we play it because there's a thing that's going viral right now that you're going to have to see. We will share with you right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wiley Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your 720 Men from Maine right here on the Lorna Wiley Morning Show. By the way, the Men from Maine this morning is brought to you by Hallmark. Yes, Christmas is around the corner. Boy, that's saying something. While the ones you care about with the all-new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards, the 3D cards that open up to reveal a world of holiday wonder, available wherever Hallmark cards are sold. Now, we have a special Men from Maine that we've particularly chosen for you this morning, and this is the Ephus and Effie shower episode, and it'll be apparent why we're playing this episode when we reveal to you the thing that's blowing up the internet now about
fantastic.
A guy singing in the shower. So, ladies and gentlemen, Men from Maine, here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie and Ephus are having a little conversation over breakfast when we hear...
Say, Ephus, I was reading the other day in Harper's Bazaar that 90% of all men play with their private parts while in the shower, while the other 13% sing.
You don't say.
Yeah, you know what song they sing?
Oh, no, I don't.
I didn't think you would.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Morning Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
I want to give a shout out to Carly Silva. She's 12. She's a great hockey player from Weymouth, Massachusetts. And she's battling lymphoma. She has cancer.
Yep.
And instead of... hanging with her family on Christmas and spending Christmas vacation with her friends. She's at Children's Hospital being treated. Her two older sisters play high school at Weymouth High School Hockey. They're on the girls' hockey team.
Yep.
So I talked to Dan McGlone. He's their coach. The entire hockey community in Massachusetts has rallied around Carly, and everybody is sending her Christmas cards. She'd like to get Christmas cards.
That's great.
Okay? But then they started a GoFundMe page to help her parents. You know, with, you know, insurance covers a lot, but they don't cover everything. And now, like competing rival schools, all of a sudden before the games, they're coming over, they're putting the green stripe around, the green ribbon the color of lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
So the opposition, they're putting green tape around their sticks. They're giving them autographed jerseys. The whole, NHL star Charlie Coyle, who was from Weymouth, he did a video for her. So I did my podcast with the coach. Go to WROR.com. It's called Merry Christmas, Carly Silva. You can donate. You can send her a card. You can make a donation to the GoFundMe page. And this has kind of taken over the community. It's so nice to see people
come together,
realize.
Yeah, awesome.
And you know what? rather than buying another sweater for somebody or buying something you already have, think about going on and contributing to the GoFundMe page. So crush it for Carly.
Got it. Thanks a lot, man.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay. So Dirty Laundry today. Keanu Reeves was not attracted to this co-star. Finally, a TV show revival I can get on board with. But guess who's having a baby?
Who? I give up.
It's brought to you by Eagle Bank, by the way. I am. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Andy Cohen is going to be a dad. This is what he announced on his show.
I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father. Thanks to a wonderful surrogate who is carrying my future.
Wow. So there you go. Now, Andy's in his 50s. He's been a single man. He's not married. He's not with anybody. He's not married. And I'm really happy for him, but I believe that Andy Cohen is in for a
big surprise
awakening at 2 a.m., at 4 a.m., at 6 a.m.
Yeah, but he can afford to hire help.
You know, okay, and I get that. Like, he can afford to hire help and all that, but he has spent half a century, more than half a century, just concentrating on himself.
Exactly.
And now half of his heart is going to be outside of his body, living in the really scary world. And that, my friends, is a very bad decision sometimes because it's very hard.
I remember when the scariest day of my life was coming home with my first son, and because I didn't know what I was doing, you know. There were two of us.
Yeah, and you were young, so like
That's right, a little bit.
So you didn't live your life a certain way for so many years. Yeah. I think this is going to be a lot. I'm super happy for him. I mean, it's great, and it's going to change his life in many awesome ways. But
baby will be able to mix an amazing drink.
Yes, exactly. I know, and have like all the like awesome godparents in all the world, like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. Act just lit up.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Okay, so Sandra Bullock had a crush on Keanu Reeves while filming Speed, but he would have none of it. She was on Ellen yesterday, and she said that she thought he was so sweet and how handsome he was, and it was hard for her to be serious around him. Like, every time she'd look at her, this was a problem because it was, like, kind of an intense movie. She'd giggle, and she'd have to try to be serious. And apparently, they never hooked up. She said that he clearly wasn't interested in her, but they remain friends, which is very nice, I think. That's a sweet story. Sandra Bullock looks fantastic. She's in this new movie where she yells at these kids to be quiet all the time. It's a scary movie, but it's also like slice of life.
I didn't know they made a movie about my wife.
Oh, boy, that's really too close to home, isn't it?
Okay. Hey, you guys.
I hope she's not listening.
This is the best news ever. Beverly Hills 90210 revival
again?
Is in
Get
the works.
Out
not
of
a
town.
Reboot. Different. Not a different cast with the OG cast.
Really?
Yes, it's currently being pitched to networks and streaming services. And a lot of the main stars are involved.
Are they in a nursing home this time?
No. No, they're young.
Oh, they're young.
They're in their early 40s.
They were in their early 40s when they were in school.
Their characters are in their early 40s. Yeah. Gabrielle Carteris is like 57.
TV time is very slow.
She is.
Yeah, really.
But Jenny Garth is on board. Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering, Tori Spelling, Brian Austin Green.
They have all run
Gabrielle,
out of money.
But Shannon Doherty or Luke Perry aren't involved yet.
Nope.
And I'm sorry, but that's not good. We can't do that. Dylan and Brenda need to be together. So, we'll see.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think residuals
They're all out of money.
They're out of money.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It's game time on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. Let's meet our player this morning. His name is David Bergamesca. He is in the sales game, and he hails from Marshfield, Massachusetts. He's on the line here on the Friday before Christmas. Morning, David. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and welcome to the show, and welcome to the game.
Now, thank you,
David. So, you in the sales game, you probably have a lot of knowledge, and you're going to have 60 seconds or so to display this amazing knowledge that you have retained over the years, because LBF is going to give you 10 questions. Your job, of course, is to answer those 10 questions correctly. You can say pause, pass at any time. If you don't know an answer for sure, you move ahead, you come back, you get to the end, we have time left over, you can pick them up, and you get them all right, you got the cash, $1,000 from Century Bank. So, you feeling comfortable, ready to play this morning?
I think so. Okay. I don't have my sidekick, my son Ryan, who usually plays with me, but it's his birthday, so this is going to be a present for him.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, happy all birthday, right. Okay?
Happy birthday.
Are you all set, LB?
Yes, I'm
here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Name one thing you want for Christmas.
World peace.
What was Disney's Little Mermaid's name?
Bella.
The resort city of Aspen is located in which U.S. state?
Colorado.
The zodiac sign Leo refers to what animal?
A lion.
A group of lions is called a what?
Pride.
What large U.S. city calls its newspaper the Bee?
The Sacramento.
What rapper was born Marshall Bruce Mathers III?
Eminem.
What did the thieves set out to steal in the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Diamonds.
What is the more common name for a scapula?
Oh, God. Pass.
In what George Orwell novel will you find two pigs named Napoleon and Snowball?
Farm. Something. Pass.
What is the more common name for a scapula?
Forceps.
In what George Orwell novel would you find two pigs?
Animal Farm. I thought you were going to go all the way.
Okay, it was good. Good attempt. Time has expired.
Two passes, one wrong. But I get. Yeah, I know. Disney's Little Mermaid's name was Ariel.
Ariel.
But I see what you did there. The more common name for a scapula is a shoulder blade, and the George Orwell novel, you find two pigs named Napoleon and Snowball. Animal Farm.
You got half.
Right at the buzzer, you kind of slip that in there.
Like farm animal, but animal farm.
Exactly. Precisely.
That was really good.
Very good.
It was really, really good. You should be proud of yourself,
you
Ryan.
Got the reservoir dog.
I know.
Reservoir
that was good. Ryan, you should be proud of your dad.
Okay, we've got a $100, $99 restaurant gift card for you as a consolation prize this morning.
Outstanding.
99 restaurant gift cards, perfect for last-minute shoppers. Check them out. And Merry Christmas, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
You bet.
All right.
Have a good one.
Anybody else you think you can play this game and win? Well, you got to register. Log on to WRY.com and do it right away, and you could be playing and winning $1,000 from Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so... The winds are going to be howling today, so tie down your Christmas decorations, particularly your inflatables, or you might. They may not. It may be too late to tie them down anyway.
Well,
they may be
gone.
You
might want to hide them because there's some horrible person in Natick. 12 inflatable Christmas decorations were slashed overnight. The Hoyt family's put these up year after year. They get they get one each year. So they and the kids love them. And they came out one morning, went to inflate them, and they were all slashed. And then there's actual people have security cameras. This is so interesting to me. On their security camera, they have this hooded man slashing the inflatables. Just vandalism gone awry. I'm so upset about it.
You think they were stealing electricity from the guy's house, maybe?
What do you mean?
Wow. I'm just looking for a reason.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
He hates those inflatables.
I think that maybe he does.
I mean, I'm no fan of inflatables, but not to the point where I'm going to go slash them.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever your holiday decoration motif is, you know, they are obviously owning the inflatables. Good for them. That's what they like.
I know. Inflatable crime. I can't even believe it.
I mean, unplug all of them. That would be a bad enough
crime.
That
would be much nicer than
slashing them.
That would
be like a tricky thing, and that's kind of funny. But
then you'd have to go plug them all in and take them 10 minutes, and okay, you're done.
I don't know why people are so against the inflatables. I mean, they're just there, and then they're gone, and it's okay. Just put out. I mean, they're not my favorite, but they're better than the projection light?
Those projections with the spinning Christmas trees. Well, that's like the laziest holiday decoration if that's all you do.
Yeah, okay, let's hear it for the inflatables.
Inflatable snowman, he is out there on your lawn. When you plug him in, he gets 10 feet tall, and he's out there all month long. Inflatable snowman, watch out on windy days. If he's not tied down, he'll blow around and he'll land 3 streets away. And when you go and unplug him, you won't hear the blow a sound. That's when he will slowly deflate in a pile on the ground. Inflatable snowman glows brighter than the sun. That's why your neighbor's kid on his Christmas list asked for a BB gun.
Boy, isn't that special. Do you suppose you can overinflate those things? I mean, that would be traumatic for the kids, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Oh, my God!
You're dark.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe. Scott Zolak is joining us as we prepare for the game coming up at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. And, you know, this is a tough way to start the day here. Well, first of all, good morning, Zoe. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning. So, okay, at least you sound happy.
I'm trying to shake it up today. I hung up on Bell twice just to try and shake things up a little bit.
You like giving producers a heart attack for Christmas.
Shut up, Bell.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Jeez. Hey, where's my Christmas gift?
Oh, okay, it's on the way. It's in the mail.
Last time you were shaking it up was on the dance floor at the Grand the other
That's
night.
That's right.
Yeah, you
some
really.
Moves there, Zoe.
Amazing.
Hey,
no, 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 no.
Okay, listen, so let's get this out of the way. Let's get this out of the way right now. It's Josh Gordon. You know, most people were disappointed, many were surprised, but nobody was shocked. So what's the deal?
Obviously, you know, he had a relapse, and whether it's really dealing with some mental health issues, and I am no expert on that, so I won't even comment on that. I think people that do and don't understand what some of these individuals go through, I think you're in the wrong to do that.
Yep.
But obviously, some sort of test was failed, and I think Josh got ahead of it and said, I'm going to take a break from it. And, you know, the team's got to respect that. But you got 11 games out of him. When they picked him up and you signed him, I think if you said, hey, he's going to be good for 11 games, you're going to get 700 yards, 3 touchdowns, and I think maybe you win that one. You know, I think you have to look at it from both ways, but become a little dependent on him with Gronkowski and Edelman having injuries.
Yeah. Now, Zoe, I'm curious, like, from the player side, because he would get a letter from the league, right, at some point?
I mean, he's so far advanced into the program. Like, if you would ever have a negative test, you know, there's strike one against you. He's on strike, like, 4. Yeah. So I don't know how deep in, how much it's monitored. I'm sure the team, you know, I'm sure the league's got to alert the team, too, hey, this is what we're trying to do with him. I don't know the details, Brian, so I really can't comment on that.
Okay. You just never know about this stuff. I mean, remember a guy used to running back, immensely a talented running back for Miami, Ricky Williams, and he actually quit football because he wanted to smoke the ganja. And
he lived with the Sherpas up there on the mountain.
Exactly.
Nice. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah, very interesting guy. Okay, so that brings us up to speed for Sunday. What are we going to do?
Hopefully we're going to win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the scary thing is you're a 12-point favorite. Again, nobody's expecting you to lose. Yeah. So it really is a tough spot because, hey, it's a different quarterback this time. It's Josh Allen. He actually can run a little bit, which scares the hell out of you because we really can't stop the run right now.
Yep.
You know, it's a divisional opponent. They're tough. They play you hard. I mean, that was a tough game up there 7 weeks ago, so... Yeah, it's your back's against. Well, you got to win out. You got to win out. Hope you get help. Hope the Eagles beat Houston this week. We still might have a bye. So that's the way I'm looking at it.
So what's wrong with James White? Did he fall out of favor with Coach Belichick?
I don't think so. No. I just think that the workload was so big prior to this and prior to Burkhead coming back that I think in an odd way that makes any sense, they're saving him here for this stretch run.
Okay.
You know, he's a money player when the lights are its brightest. So playoffs and everything else, he's going to be the guy getting the ball.
I'm still curious what the heck went wrong last weekend. Just a little bit of everything is who gets the most blame from you? Do you think?
It's the players because that's the mentality of you making a mistake out there. 17 penalties are committed. The coach preaches it. You know.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, we got to play a clean game. We got to play smart football. That's all Bill does. But now you got a collective group of 53 that can't do that consistently, and that's on the players, man. That's not on coaching.
That's got to drive him nuts.
Oh, that'll make you not sleep. That's the stuff that makes you go home, throw up 10 times in your mouth, swallow it, and start over doing it all again. You know?
I hear you. Okay. Wow. Well, speaking of that, it's time for that special feature we have here on the Friday Morning Football with Zoe. It's getting up close and personal with Scott Zolak. LBF, if you would.
Okay. All right, Scott. What was the best Christmas present you got as a little kid?
As a little kid, there were two of them. the old Tonka trucks. Remember?
Yeah.
You get these new Tonka trucks now for kids. Everything's plastic. These were the old school yellow metal ones.
Yep.
I thought it was the coolest thing to get those dump trucks and had a cement mixer and a backhoe.
Yep.
And my dad, every Christmas, got me a brand new leather football in a Wilson box. And I would take it out, smell it. And I'm like, oh, it's like, yeah, weird kid, right?
A leather freak.
Not smelling his balls again.
Oh, my God.
We know he's very flexible.
That kid likes leather and balls. Look at him.
It's fine. Hey, I have a follow-up question. What is a Christmas gift you always wanted as a little kid but never got?
A trombone. I always wanted to play in a band.
Get out!
My dad said, you're never going to be in a band, boy. You're playing ball.
All right.
Yeah, I would never give a kid a trombone either.
That's right.
You have a smart dad.
Okay.
You always surprise me.
You laugh now. I drop my kid off every day at school on the way into work. These kids are always getting left off in front of them and carrying trombone and trumpet cases. He's like, hey, Dad, look at those cases. Those look pretty cool. I'm like, stop looking at them. You're never going to play one.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay, well, listen, we'll talk to you next week, and that'll be the
final
game of the season. So, go Pats, okay?
Next week, I'm on vacay, guys.
Yeah, we are, too. Lauren's full of crap.
Oh, that's right. Oh, never mind.
Wake up, Lauren. Let's go.
Yeah, let's all go to Florida.
Okay.
Hey, everybody have a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Love you all. Have a fun year.
Thanks. It was. Appreciate it, man.
Merry Christmas,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.